Is it something that you're talking to the union about, or whether you do discuss things with them at all? Or?
Just letting them handle that, letting the PA handle that. I don't have any details on that situation right now.
Are you going to talk to them? Will you cooperate with them, guys?
I'm not sure. Letting the PA handle that. Probably will, but don't really know the details of the process at this moment.
Is the timing of this, is it strange that it's happening right on the, you know, the start of camp to you, in your mind?
Not really.
Julius, were you disappointed that the affidavits weren't enough?
Not really.
Have you been through anything like this in your career before?
I have not.
How do you avoid it becoming a distraction?
I don't think it'll be a distraction. Just trying to focus on camping and getting ready to play games, not nonsense.
Julius, you kind of knew this was coming, obviously, with mm-hmm. the crowd. Yeah. Can you say that, look, this is all just not factual, this is not true, or can you explain exactly, you know?
I can't explain anything. I spoke on it once already when it first was reported. I stand by those statements, and anything other than that, I really don't have anything to add, other than the PA's handling it from that standpoint.
With everything going on, how nice was it to get back?
It's nice to be back. It's that time of the year where you have to, grind, so to speak, grind through this part of the season. So to get to the fun part, which is the regular season, but you know, it's a part of the process that you have to go through. So we're looking forward to just getting through it and trying to get as best we can get.
Julius, during the off-season, you said sometimes you still feel like a young guy, but there are days you do feel your age. So where does the first day of training camp fall on that spectrum?
I think it was a good day. Felt good. Obviously, your body is going to take a while to get used to the wear and tear of training camp. So I expect to be a little sore. I think all of us will, but I think we'll get used to it over time.
Does your body feel like it ramps up for this time? You've been doing it so many years, you just kind of fall into it. Do you have to do anything special, anything different you do now than you didn't do maybe 7, 8 years ago?
No, we just do it. It's not really anything that you can prepare for. You just go out and get it done. You try to mentally prepare for it. You try to stay in shape during the off season, but it is what it is. So you just got to do it.
How much different is the fanfare surrounding Packers camp compared to the Panthers compared to Chicago?
It's great here, and the fans are great. The community is great. A lot of support behind this team, so we appreciate it.
You talked to Steve Smith, planning obviously his final season. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe talk to him about what he is thinking about heading into the last year and all.
Did I talk to him?
Yeah,
no, I haven't talked to him. Okay. I haven't talked to him.
Julius, you were coming off season has said a couple of times he wants a championship caliber defense. How do you instill that from day one at training camp in your mind?
I think that's the mindset. The coaches did a good job of stressing it in the meetings yesterday that we want to be the best. So I think that's on everybody's mind, and we have a chance to do it. We just gotta prepare and put the work in from this point forward.
You've been a few places in your career. The talk of this team and the expectations coming in, sometimes a tone, speaking about last year, maybe some disappointment, nearly in the conference championship game. Does it surprise you, the expectation level that this team has right now?
I don't think so. Well, I'm not surprised, but I don't think I think the expectation level within this locker room and within the team is always high. So it doesn't surprise us that, people on the outside would expect great things because we expect them already. So it's not a surprise.
Is
even if your name ends up being cleared, do you feel like your reputation has taken a hit at all? Has this been an unfair thing for you at all?
Not really. I don't think it's taken a hit. It's not, it hasn't really been a dark cloud. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you.